Many people who don't follow cricket think it is a quiet game played by gentlemen, but at the highest level it is a game which can often be brutal, laying bare the character and frailties of the players, like the mercurial Kevin Peterson, a batsman who is always capable of defying expectations. He is driven by a potent mixture of self-belief and insecurity. This psychological makeup made him one of the most brilliant batsmen of his generation and one of the most infuriating. Watching him take on the Australian fast bowler Brett Lee at the Oval in 2005 was one of the finest examples of using all-out attack as a means of defence. There are many analogies between sport and politics, and politicians are often a similar mixture of ego and insecurity. In the week that Kevin Peterson's exile from the England team seemed to be confirmed by new director of cricket Andrew Strauss, Nigel Farage's status as a successful, similarly unorthodox character has also come under similar scrutiny. Kevin Peterson is an example of a maverick who lost his usefulness. His brilliance delivered much for England, but his clashes with authority and erratic behaviour in the end outweighed his unique on-field talents. In a similar way, Nigel Farage has perhaps lost his usefulness to the British people. The white heat of an election campaign revealed that he was less of a maverick than people thought. He found himself in the awkward position of not being able to live up to the maverick image he had cultivated, and got squeezed as the British people focused on the serious choice they faced. Like a batsman in a head-to-head contest with a ball bowled at 90 miles an hour, there is no hiding place in politics. In the new House of Commons, there are quite a few with cricketing talent. Nigel Adams, who brings Yorkshire grit together with a great eye, scored a magnificent century against the MCC 2 years ago. Joe Johnson is a decent all-rounder. John Redwood often surprises with his spin bowling guile and his unique windmill action. We will miss Ed Balls's heroic efforts as wicketkeeper. Indeed, one of the signature moments of election night was the defeat of Ed Balls in Morley and Outwood. As when a batsman is clean bowled, there is no hiding place. You are alone with thoughts of your own sporting or political mortality. I was at school with Ed Balls, and I'm on different sides of the political fence, but his defeat revealed the sometimes unexpected brutality of politics. One day you have scored a century, the next you are out for a golden duck. Certainly, Ed will now have more time to improve his wicket-keeping skills.